Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Colombia Legislature and in Bogota. Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society in Washington. Maria, I start with you because Joseph was recently in Panama, and I've been reporting on Panama for months. Coming through the Darien Gap from your country, the very dangerous triple canopy jungle into Panama, are people from all over the world dominated by two countries, Haiti and Cuba. Haiti and Cuba, those two. And I wondered what that was, what that meant. I now see it's an expression of people who cannot tolerate a regime that strangles and have the take the risk and the adventure to travel to other countries, to other continents, and walk all the way or make their way by boat or make their way by bus to the Mexican border for freedom. Your country right now is observing what is going on in Haiti. Your country is observing what is going on in Peru after that election. Do the people of Colombia see what happens when you undermine democracy? See when you abandon countries to dictatorships? Do they understand this, Maria?
Yes. Yes, of course. What happened? I'm sorry, John. Are you talking about Haiti?
Yes, Haiti. Haiti and Peru, yes. Both together.
Yeah. Okay. What happened first? In Peru, what we identified first was a manipulation of the elections from international forces that are controlled by the international progressist. International progressist is the umbrella that works above the Foro, the Grupo de Puebla, is their last phase, and Grupo de Puebla is above Foro de Sao Paulo. It's the same network built by Chavez, by Lula, that controls from Cuba, Nicaragua, Evo from Bolivia, and has a hand over Kirchner and the recent President Fernandez in Argentina. What happened? That they have the way to distort elections. They committed the same fraud they did in Venezuela, in Bolivia, they did it in Peru. Today, they have riots in the streets, more pacific riots, by many people from the middle class, Peruvian middle and middle low class, that doesn't want to lose freedom because they know what Shining Path is. They know that Castillo belonged to that movement as his and his, their mentors belong to the Shining Path guerrilla movement. And what happened in Haiti is quite different. Haiti, since very long time, has been stable. Remember the times where the U.S. troops get there, the Organization of United Nations sent their blue casque soldiers. Remember that times that they were struggling to get at least some kind of democracy, and despite those efforts, they could never gain again stability. In Haiti, there are forces working against one another. And you have also to know that this president that has been murdered, he defines Maduro because he was not he did not agree to pay an amount of $500 million debt from buys from oil, the petroleum, the oil company. We are not sure if Maduro has a hand on it because he knew that he was going to be killed. So he hired soldiers from different countries and especially Colombia. We got more than 21 soldiers that currently are for death and the rest in jail. But it's very confusing, the situation, because they said they were going to protect the president and they just got there a month ago and they had not received the proper orders to have been armed and protect the president. So today, Haiti is calling the U.S. again for help. But you cannot build stability when you have a country with a poverty of 80%, with also cocaine trade, because that island, Republican, Dominican Republic and Haiti share the same island, and coke trafficking gets to there or to Nicaragua. You have a corrupt police, a corrupt army. So changes has to be done more deeply. So they're not equal, but they're struggling different problems. However, it's Latin America who is at globalism stage.
Joseph, Maria raises a great number of questions that require answers about the murder in Port-au-Prince and about the election that is stringing out in Peru. I want to focus just here on what Maria said about Haiti. Do we see in any instance the hand of Maduro or the hand of Ortega or the hand of Havana in the disorder in Haiti? Because I note, as Maria said, narco-terrorism, drugs, the gangs in Port-au-Prince, all can be linked to illicit drug trade.
Yeah, John, I think that's something that we're looking at right now at SFS. We're starting to dig into some of these indicators that could potentially point to Maduro as being involved in the assassination of the Haitian president. There's one specific data point that we need to look at that's been reported by the press, which is a security firm in southern Florida that was actually the firm that bought the plane tickets for the folks that came from Colombia to Haiti to serve to be the president's protection detail. But the problem is that these security firms in southern Florida, a lot of them are filled with Venezuelan migrants. Nothing wrong with that. But some of these Venezuelan migrants are co-opted by the regime itself. The regime has become a very, very adept player in co-opting its dissidents abroad, much like the Cubans, much like the Russians, much like the Iranians and others. And so when we look at southern Florida, particularly in Miami area in a city called Doral, there's a lot of folks that pretend to be against the Maduro regime. But if you dig closely into their finances or into their networks, you find out that they actually work for the Maduro regime. So that's something we need to take a look at. And we're going to be digging in on that, because there is obviously a benefit to the Maduro regime for having removed the Haitian president, because he was, A, not friendly to the Maduro regime, and B, as Senator Cabal mentioned, was not willing to pay a debt that had been finagled by Hugo Chavez to Haiti under previous oil deals. So I think that's a plausible scenario. There's another plausible scenario that this could have been done by drug cartels and other folks, as the senator has mentioned. There's obviously a lot of drug trafficking in Haiti, and the cartels obviously have a lot of weight on the power structure in that country. So there's different scenarios, but the Maduro scenario is not a unplausible scenario, but it merits more investigation.
Joseph Umar, Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal, I remind myself of that bullet hole in the helicopter of President Duque when he was near the Venezuelan border some weeks past, and now gunshots in Port-au-Prince. Is there a connection? We're going to turn to more conversation about Peru and Bogota when we come back. This is New World Report, CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.